Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to the broadcast today. So today is a little more special show because we do not have any special guest today. So we just have Srinidhi and myself just going to talk about how did we start this podcast and how this happened, like in 4 months of 3,500 plus people streaming it on an everyday basis. So it's very encouraging. First of all, thank you all for supporting us. Srinidhi, what do you like to say?
Yes, thank you so much. It's always been so overwhelming. The entire journey of last 4 or 5 months was nothing but experiments, fun, great learning, and every tool that we use never failed to amaze us, be it the way it worked or not worked, but it was fun nonetheless.
Exactly. I think we have more experience on tools that never worked or showing the right
Yes.
data, and everything is, it's nice when you reflect back, it was fun. But on that day of recording, on that day you send something to Nirial and then Nirial is like fidgeting with the tool and I'm like, I don't know what's really happening, can you please give me 5 minutes? So it's been always fun. So if you all listeners, if you are thinking about starting a podcast and you think you do not have enough tools or equipments or mics, it's like I told in the article itself, you just start with your phone and internet, something will happen magically. So today with the show, I'm going to be answering the questions that I got in my inbox and also on the comments with the article that I posted on how to start a podcast like in 30 minutes. So I will read the questions and then answer. I will let Srinidhi also add her point because she mostly takes care of the technical part of it, fighting with Spotify and fighting with Anchor and whatnot. So she will add her perspectives also into it. So the first question on why you should even start a podcast, I think it's so much fun. That itself is a big reason. And every weekend we all spend a lot of time on too many things. And how about we just talk about a conversation, because most of the times we have very constructive conversation with people. The same thing happened with me and Srinath. We always had very constructive conversations on how to get into product management and how the companies are, how bias conversations at workplace happening, and how we can build better tech products. And it's always been a very good conversation. That's how the idea of podcast also came in. How about we record this and post it somewhere, and how about people can listen to it? So I think that itself is a very good valid reason. Of course, sharing knowledge, and it's very easy. You just record it. And do you like to add some more points, Srinathi, on why somebody should start a podcast?
Okay, for me, why you should start a podcast was because it's fun and you get an assurance that you have people who will listen to you, even if they're going to judge you in your head, but it's okay, they still listen to you because that's what the data says, Padmini. I'm not sure. It says like 3,000 people are listening to me, and I'm like, wow, that is fun. And
Hello.
yes, basically is a lot of knowledge sharing on a very serious note, and it's just been very constructive. Whoever we speak with or all the guests that we invite, more than us, it's always the guests that drove all our conversations, and they were practically more enthusiastic, and they had so much to say, but at the end of it we'll be like, oh my God, we didn't know how 20 minutes went or 30 minutes went in recording. And like Padmini said, one good thing that you can do for yourself to groom yourself every weekend is definitely, I mean, it's just like a self-care time. For a lot of people, it'll be books. For a lot of people, it'll be spending time with family. And I'm so thankful that me and Padmini are so like-minded that we decided to record people on weekend. And the journey has just been fantastic so far.
I know. So the first question that I got in my inbox is, how do I find my niche? I think valid question, because I've said you should find a niche, because if you are there everywhere and you're every single thing, I think people get confused on why somebody should listen to your podcast, right? So I think very easy when you know what you like the most, what keeps you excited. For example, for us, especially Srinidhi, myself, Aishwarya, Sri Vaishnavi, all of us are more naturally inclined towards making tech products, wherein Sri Vaishnavi is more into designing and editing. Though she doesn't talk too much about it, we were always able to guess that, what she likes about technology. Same thing with Aishwarya. She is She is like a content machine or marketing machine, we always call her as. So she is naturally inclined to it. It was a very complementary skills when we started as four people. Okay, you can take care of this and that. We all had different interests, but the core was technical products and making technical products and then market technical products. So it was very easy for us to find the niche. If you're thinking you are very good at marketing, or if you love reading more about marketing or sales for that matter, or even Node.js, Java, or it could be any technology, AI, ML, whatever that excites you. I think if you can pick that niche, that's beautiful. Like if you can pull some 10, 20 episodes on that, you don't even need a chief guest or special guest or whatever it is, right? If you can just share whatever you've read as a course or as a book, that's pretty much more than enough, isn't it?
Yeah, just to add on to that, I mean, I'm not an expert who found a niche. In fact, I was practically very ambitious. And yeah, I mean, learning more about products or anything closely related to product management fascinated me. And at this stage, I'm not in a very great place to say how to find a niche, but definitely do something that adds flair to your life and something that always keeps you excited.
I think, Srinathi, you're bringing a very insightful point here, right? You don't have to really know what you want to do. I mean, your podcast could be on one stream that excites you, and it could be anything. It doesn't have to be I'm a Scrum Master, I don't have to be talking about Scrum and Agile in my podcast if that's not something that I would love to do. If I like talking about fashion, it's okay to talk about fashion. What's fashioning? What's so exciting today? Wearing, you know, new dresses. I think it's okay to start on any topic. It doesn't have to be just related to work or connected to work. Or you can talk about urban life. You can talk about mediocre life. I think you can talk about anything that excites you.
Very true. Or you can also, just as a clue, you can also talk about how midlife crisis hits you.
Yeah,
because I think I'm leading.
You are leading the hit. Okay, fine. That's interesting. I can say that.
Yeah, not mid, definitely. But quarter life, yes, certainly.
Correct. So the next question is, who gifted you the mic? Okay. So I have mentioned that one of our guests gifted us the mic and the system mic. And somebody had asked, who is that? You would like to answer, Srinathi?
Okay, I think Mike is in two parts right now. Half is with her, half is with me. Just for the record. We hosted one of the amazing guests. And to me personally, he's such a big inspiration. And that guest actually gifted this to us. It is, it was a moment of great gratification for us, because someone validated our work. Someone found the worth of the broadcast. Like 3 months down the lane, they know that this is going to become big, and they felt it was very fitting and apt to gift this to us. So the backstory is because I genuinely want to thank this guest for doing that back then. It's none other than Ega. So Ega, who's the chief product officer at Paperfly, gifted us the mic.
I know. I think I should also extend my gratitude and thanks to Ega, because, you know, he's been very encouraging with a lot of people. Of course, Guru Bhatt, Snigdha, everybody has been very, encouraging, sending messages that it's been good. And I think that's how we've come all the way to 20 episodes, you know, people reaching out to us and all that. But I think Ega is someone on a very, very early stage of starting it, where only 10, 15 people listening to it. He's been very encouraging. He gifted us a very nice mic, and the show itself gone to a different level after he gifted that. And really, really thank you so much to him. I think it's just the people, the ecosystem, I would say, being very nice to us. And yeah, I have no words to really thank everyone, not just Ega. I think all of them who's been very nice to us, listening to us. increasing, and I think every single morning at least have one or two messages talking about podcasts. Like at least somebody saying, oh, I heard this, it was nice. At least we like the English that you're talking because of the fact that we are able to understand. So Indian, it is with product management. I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or not, but I think
You should definitely take it as a compliment.
I know, I think people are finding it interesting and people are really able to relate to it. Like, Vasant from movie, he was telling me that I don't have to put my 100% listening to this podcast because it's like talking to one of my friends. So it's nice. I think it makes sense because we know how hard it is listening to our clients and people in the US
Right.
listening and understand their English. We know the pain
Right.
of it. So I think it is helpful on that side. To answer it in a question, like, thank you so much to all of them, starting from Mega, Gurubat, Snigdha, Malcolm, and all the other people who were listening to it and then giving very, I think it's also Srinathi's father who has been giving always the constructive
Yes.
feedback.
Oh my God.
So.
I was definitely going to do that. I don't know. My dad was never really convinced with everything that I do in life, but one thing that he did every Monday morning or Tuesday evening is my broadcast, and he's going to be like, you know what? I really like this. I really don't like this. You're using so much when you talk to people. Why do you do that? Yes, oh my God. Like, more than people encouraging us, which is always flowing on the one side, the other side. The positive feedback or any feedback that we get, right, which is very constructive that we can work on. I genuinely like to thank my dad here and so many others as well. Like so many leaders from Freshworks have personally reached out to me and
I
said,
know,
you're
yeah.
doing a great job. This is very inspiring. I really see that you're motivated to do that. This actually drives in a lot of positive energy to actually do more in this space.
Yes, we are waiting Girish to send us a note anyway, but still we thankful to people at Freshworks, PayPal, Zoho, Paperflight. I think the feeling
Right.
is nice. So the next question
Right.
that we have is, how are you marketing the podcast? I think
Should we really answer this? Because that's our secret sauce, but yes.
would you like to answer? I would like to hear it from you.
Please go for it.
Okay, I think I'm going to give you a very practical answer. I think for us, it worked out really well because we've been in this community, we've been in the community business people for at least more than a year, thanks to Women in Product, where we know a lot of people in this line. But it wasn't like so easy for someone to, because podcasts as an ecosystem, it's not very common. Not everybody is like so used to listening to podcasts. It was very less people. I know for the reason that even our own close friends, the first podcast that they were listening to is the podcast. So it wasn't like an easy thing. If it was like a YouTube channel, it would have been much easier just watching it because they will have an app. Most of them, they didn't even have Spotify or Google Podcasts. It was
Right.
very new to them.
Right.
But we had people who knew us, and then we were like kind of pushing it with the LinkedIn messages, I think WhatsApp messages initially. Now we really don't do it because people are following it, and then it becomes their routine to listen to it. But initially, yes, we were pushing. We were asking people how they feel about it. But we in fact thought if Nirela is going to be onboarded or somebody like Rajiv Srivastava is going to be onboarded, people are going to listen. But we were wrong. When Madhi was doing his podcast, I think comparatively, Madhi is not as known as Nirela probably. But then Madhi, with his podcast, it was a big hit because it was so relevant to the people we are talking about, more than people reading Indestructible or Hooked. I think people were so inclined to, understanding customers, making tech products, and he spoke about mindful and making products. I think it was so relevant that I remember a lot of people sending me inbox messages, though they didn't know Madhi. It was so nice. What do you think about it?
Definitely. So, in a lot of places, what really surprised both me and Padmini was the content, right? More than the guest. I mean, it's not like trying to belittle the guests. Obviously, if it not were for them, we wouldn't be where we are. But it's obviously the content that they share, the knowledge that they share. One instance where we hosted Pulkit Arora, who's the director of Simply Learn, director of product management. One of my friend who's in Cornell, and Srinidhi would have also hosted couple of guests at the broadcast. She actually sent me a screenshot that is actually part of her Cornell curriculum that said, "Hey, you know what? I listened to Pulkit saying me how product management evolved back in those days, and that's actually part of my curriculum." And I was able to, recollect or strike a chord. And I was like, "Wow, that's brilliant!" And I think that is the notion with which we started. The content needs to be impactful, and kudos to us, Padmini. I think we're doing a great job there.
That's true. I mean, I remember where I took an interview of a candidate, and then she was answering questions, and finally she said, "Oh, I also heard this from Anuj saying in your podcast." I'm like, "Wow, that's so interesting, because it makes a connection with people who are absolutely
Right.
irrelevant to you." And she's like, "Once I saw your name, I've been listening to the podcast for so long. It's nice. People are finding it useful with the people who has a lot of experience." I think we are tying a knot there, and maybe that's the important knot in marketing, where it's a more of a word of a mouth. Like, when somebody is listening to it, they find it useful, it's just for 20 minutes, and then they share it. I think there it is working out pretty well.
Right.
All
Content
right.
is the guru, I
Good.
think. Yes.
Absolutely, content is the
Yes.
guru. So the next question that I have is, I think a lot of people have asked me if you can also be a part of podcast where we will be hosting you. I think absolutely we would love to host pretty much everyone. It's not that we want to host
Yes.
only some big guests or anything like that. We've hosted startup owners, we've hosted product managers, we've hosted UX people. I think if you have a story that's worth saying, and if you think you can bring it on as a 20-minute discussion, absolutely we would love to. Please send us inbox messages on interesting things that you have done, and we would like to host it. I mean, we would love to host it. There's no problem at all on which background you're coming from or anything of that sort. Absolutely fine.
Asked me that why do you guys do podcast? Why not YouTube video, right?
Sure,
But
sir.
why podcast was because like I'm a person who can listen to things and grasp more than reading a book and grasping, or more than watching something and grasping. Though I do all the other activities in very equal proportion, like I read a lot of books, I also considerably watch a lot of Netflix, but it counts, right? So the whole idea is when we dwell, when we went deeper into the analytics bit of it, we actually figured out that there are quite a lot of people who like listening and making sense out of it, right? And I think, I don't know, I've read this somewhere. The more you read or the more you watch, there's also a way how your brain recollects in an equal proportion when you listen to something and when you try to reproduce it. I was personally so happy because there are so many people like me who puts the listening part at a pavilion and a stage and probably grasp more things by listening to it rather than just watching it or reading about it.
Correct,
So
absolutely.
that's,
That's
yes,
a
that's
very
just
good point. Yeah, I think it's, and it's also easy. Like, for a YouTube video, we will have to be like presentable, we have to get ready, and I am very shy to stand in front of the camera, left, right, center. Hands down, I agreed that to really take a YouTube video, I think Shinidi had shook me for one of the video where I tested about five top books. I think it wasn't easy, like, it wasn't easy to stand in front of the camera, but I am a little shameless to really talk, blabber something on the podcast, but just stand in front of the video every single week could be like a little difficult. I think for you as a starter, because I'm assuming a lot of people who are listeners are someone who likes to start, I think it makes sense to you as well. It's very easy. Anyway, they're not seeing your face. It's a good point to make.
definitely. I mean, I would disagree. I think anyone would want to see your face, Padmini, on a side note. So, more convenient, easy, if I can use these words, and definitely very productive.
Yeah.
And like Padmini said, It's easy, and post-production work is very simple, guys. Sorry to let the secret sauce out, but yes,
It's very easy.
post-production.
Oh.
So much thanks to our editors, Vaishnavi, Roop, and they've done a very fantastic job in editing. Sometimes Vaishnavi even elevated my voice in certain podcasts. I'm like, teach me that tool. I need to learn it. Like, hey, Mobeng.
Like one silent secret sauce where she makes the audio look so beautiful. Is that my voice most of the times? Yeah, it is. And then
Yes.
we make some cranky noise outside and she cuts it silently and makes it very beautiful. I think that's
Yes.
also a secret sauce. Now, I think Srinathi, I would love to listen from you because you take care of the tools and how we record and you do the magic on that part. Why don't you talk about it, about the Anchor, about the Zoom, Megacity, the options that you picked and why you landed upon some options. I think I would love to listen about.
Wow, that's actually a spotlight on me, Padmini. I think the both of us can take equal credits in finding the right tool. To be honest, the backstory to this is month before starting a podcast, we were literally on a hunt for the right tool. But like, I have signed up for a million podcast making tools, and Padmini would have installed 10,000 apps in her phone to find that one right tool. But when, so our initial market research was just to, like Google, a simple Google search to understand the tool. And we bumped into three, four tools which looked lucrative, which we thought we could make something out of. And then Patni would have definitely done close to 50 mock podcasts recording just to find the right tool. It starts from, hello, am I audible? To, hey, let's set up a place to do this. Let's get a proper mic to do it. And so many initial feedbacks from Padmini to me were, get a proper mic, woman, please don't record for the sake of it. And then, yes, so for us to finalize on Anchor, it was not easy. We had to go through a lot of iterative processes, understand, and also it was critical for us to know that which had easy distribution channels. Like, definitely SoundCloud would have been a very strong option, them being a market leader. But obviously, we wanted to start off from a small place and definitely scale up when it comes to there. So yes, Anchor was more like a trial and error. The next tool, and yeah, I think I can a little bit market about Anchor here because I've literally fallen in love with the tool. The ease with which I can edit. The Nirail episode was edited by me, and it was so poorly done that we had to make five copies of it, re-edit the edit, and to just make it to perfection. So the tool comes with an inbuilt editing capability, and I definitely learned a lot about how distribution would work. Like, I used to always nudge Padmini saying, you know what, if we put this today, it automatically goes there. How cool is technology? And a bunch of very crappy things that I had to put her through just to make her listen to it. But yes, so distribution was made very simple in Anchor. It gets automatically distributed. Next thing that we had to do was use a Spotify premium account to make sure that everything that is on the content is also part of our website. And coming up with the website, basically GoDaddy, and then creating a basic website. Patni, should we tell them already about what's happening to
Yes,
it or
why
no?
not?
So website version 2.0, the podcast will be launched very, very soon. And we have had an amazing website designer slash developer who's been working day and night with so much passion. Very less male member in a sea of female in the broadcast, and doing a very great job. Thank you, Abdul, for it. And I think I really set a great bar for him, and people will be so much expecting. But definitely do check out, keep looking out for the broadcast website. On a side note, I also learned a lot about how what are the essential contents that go in creating a website content. Oh my God, it's definitely not easy. And when we started publishing blogs as well, the amount of effort Padmini and Aishwarya put just to make sure that nothing happens to the website, one code doesn't change the entire website. We even had times where website wouldn't load, and it was just like minutes and moments of anxiousness until the page loads. And the entire GoDaddy process where Padmini initially set that up, those were all really a lot of technical learnings. And I think I would have definitely missed out on 2, 3 because I'm so absorbed with Anchor and Spotify. I think, Padmini, can you please throw light on all the parts that I missed?
I think website part, yes. We've moved to a serious website because we are growing. I think there's a lot of questions and requests around how about we have a blog, and how about we have YouTube videos. I think there are a lot of things coming up in the 2020. We are moving towards a lot of content and producing content in different forms. Moving to events, we have our first events and event in Delhi next week, and we are also expanding it to Coimbatore and other cities because there are a lot of things happening in the broadcast. But if you're going to start just as a first step, I don't think you really need a website. It's not really solving anything there. I think start small
Right.
as a podcast. By then, when it is scaling up, when you had to move to, blogs and YouTube videos, hiring or whatnot, right? Then maybe websites. It will happen naturally. Like, somebody like Abdul or somebody like Vaishnavi, they just came and then they said they are interested, and then things just happened, right? On the design, Vaishnavi's been working, and it just happens by itself. But the starting point, if you think you can commit to something, you should just start it, and then things will just fall in place, is what I really believe.
Beautifully put. Cannot agree more.
So, what's your favorite show out of the 20 that we have done now? I know we've also done so many more that we've released 20. What's your favorite, or some one of the guests that really impressed you for some reason?
Okay, so to be honest, just another secret sauce over here, or not really secret sauce, just the way how we work. Every time we finish recording, Padmini will listen to it once. I will listen to it 5 times. We will send it to our editor. She will edit it. I will listen to it 2 times. Padmini will listen to it 2 times. And the cycle just goes until all of us are happy about the way, about the outcome. And then we'll say, okay, fine, we're going to publish this, right? So,
So basically, in the 3,500 listeners in each podcast, at least 100 is just us. We can say project it as 300, 3,400, just that.
yes. Okay. To be very precise, so the whole idea of why I'm telling this is because each episode, in a way or the other, is by heart in my head because that's the amount of time that we have heard just to make sure that hey, you don't hear the fan noise or you don't hear the calling bell noise because everything we are recording remotely, or we just make sure that your breathing sound is not more than the way you talk, making sure that you don't talk very quickly, all of these very very small things, right? So Padmini, my favorite episode hands down has to be Nirayal's and Rajiv's. Rajiv's, I'm not going to tell why because it's just brilliant. The way he articulated, the way he brought different perspectives to the table. And I think initial stages, I definitely went back to Nirayal and Rajiv just to listen to their perspective, to see how people at that stage or that level think about it. Especially when Rajiv said how critical and important it is to find your co-founder, right? It's not easy at all. And it really struck a chord with me because we all know why. It was very difficult in the initial days. And then when people, inspiring people, hit us up, and when you form that, when you form that connection with someone who you want to co-found with, I think that's very critical. And before starting this, I have known you for close to 8 months before the entire idea came about. So I think that is a really key takeaway for me personally. And evolving, listening to Karthik, listening to Anuj. Oh my God, Anuj's episode was something so many people personally told me it brought a lot of flavor into product management leadership and how important and critical it is each and every resource that you add to your organization or to the product aspect of your company. And those are all like really important flavors. Like I have honestly never read in any book, obviously inspired, told that how critical leadership is. But apart from that, listening from someone who has literally gone up the ladder, who has literally hired people from day one in the company. Anuj's podcast as well brought in a very great perspective for me.
I
So
know.
these will like always be my top three. What's your favorite podcast, Padmini, from the series that we have done?
I have a lot of personal favorites. because of the perspective that people brought in. But Sumit Singh's podcast, I really enjoyed doing it because I met Sumit in Singapore in one of the conferences where he conducted a workshop for gamification product management. And then when I asked him about the podcast, he was like so interested. He said, "Yeah, I would love to do." And then it was not like recording a podcast at all. It was more like talking, and then I wasn't prepared. Most of the times, I don't really prepare some questions. And his podcast is one of my personal favorite. Apart from that, I think Ganesh from RFP.io, because for him, we did it in Tamil for a change, because for the reason that from Coimbatore, somebody had built a company which is worth more than $200 million and who is like, having his headquarters in Coimbatore and sitting in the US giving opportunities to the people in the US. It's incredible. And it was so personal because it was more like talking to a friend again. And the kind of feedback I got from people like people in Coimbatore, Trichy, Madurai, we don't know that side of software at all. Somebody who's working in
Very
Honeywell,
true.
somebody working at RFP.io, AppUX. It showed me how much people are so happy when somebody from their community, when somebody from their city is so successful and giving opportunities to the people in the US. Because I know that somebody had sent a note that this RFP.io episode, they put it on the speaker and the whole company was listening to it. Like some 300 employees, they were listening to his podcast. That really made me feel like, wow, that's so nice. I mean, how much people are celebrating when somebody is successful, someone who just lived with them as a product manager, who made a company worth so much and then giving opportunity. How much people celebrate? It gave me really that goosebumps when people told me about Ganesh podcast and Anuj. Of course, it is one of the most listened podcasts from our whole kitty, and everybody loved Anuj Rathi's podcast from Swiggy. He was very sweet. Sairi for sure, because she gave a different opinion on why women hate women. Is that really true? That was again very beautiful. I mean, these four are like really good. These four are something that I recorded. Apart from that, from your podcast recording, I definitely liked Egas. I have to
Right.
agree, where he brought very beautiful lines like, being a product manager, you're already an entrepreneur. I think it was worth noting for some of my talks outside. And
Right. I think was a very clickbait topic. So many people told me that, wow, that is such a cool topic to listen to.
From the US who wants to come back to India and then start something, it's very inspiring. Oh, somebody had done that and it's okay to come back. And Pulkit Arora for sure. It was really nice. It was very energetic. The episode was very energetic. I really liked it. These are two from
Right.
your list. And the other Srinathi Rajan, all her episodes were really good. What Advait had done. That's the beautiful thing about the platform where anybody can come and record anybody. It's okay. It's not that all the time people will have to listen to me and Srinathi. We are
Right.
absolutely open. Even if you would like to, record with somebody you think they would like to do an episode with you. We are more than happy to really host you with the broadcast.
Yes, definitely. That's very important, right? Like, we all grow together.
That's
I
right.
think that's something Padmini has taught to me. And I, reiterate on it every day. Like, you can only grow together. And if you're going to see this from a very individual, self-centered perspective, there's no really room for it. And like, each episode that we grow, each time when someone's interested in doing it, that actually re-emphasizes and reiterates that fact so much for me.
So what's your dream show? I mean, whom do you like to do the show next? That'd be like 2020's dream show.
Wow. Okay. On the top of my mind, I really love to host Girish Mathrubootham. And I
Wow.
know I've been telling you from day one. And, like to even think about that really excites me. Like, oh my God, G coming in for our broadcast will be the ultimate thing for me. And okay, I will be hosting 100 more guests at any point in time in the future, but if I host one show with G, I think I'll take a retirement from the broadcast
Oh
policy.
wow,
Just
in that case we are not working.
Right.
That's so beautiful. I think as a manager, as a CEO, getting that space from somebody's heart is really nice, not just with people in the Freshworks. I think he pretty much called from everybody in Chennai. We are able to think, or somebody like us, same thing with Ganesh, right? Somebody like us who was a product manager in this whole city and then starting something as massive as Freshworks. I think we have to give it to him. You know, it's beautiful to see people loving him for what he is. I met him briefly once or twice in the talks, but yeah, I've seen his TV conversation on how he started Freshworks and and why it triggered him to start Freshworks. It's all very inspiring. I have to agree on that.
So same question to you. Who would you want to host like the dream show?
I think my dream show should be with Justin Trudeau.
Whoa.
I know. I've been so, you know, ambitious on that. Not just now. I think from a very young age, since he started become a prime minister of Canada, I really like him as a leader. So I think Justin Trudeau for sure, and Sudha Murthy ma'am for sure. And then how about Michelle Obama?
That's it. I'm done.
I am like,
I think
I'll be so done if I can host Michelle Obama sometime. And I'm recently becoming a bit of a fan, might be a little exaggeration, but I really like Lily Singh. I recently happened to read her book also on how to be a boss. So and that book is really good. I really like to host Lily Singh sometime. And a lot of authors, you well know Harari from Sapiens, a lot of authors, but yeah, Justin Trudeau stands first any day.
Right, awesome. Great list. I really wish we are able to strike all of these guests and bring them on to the broadcast. Yes, I don't know how I left Michelle Obama, but personally, reading Becoming transformed my life. Like, it just gave me, or it just made me see things from a very different perspective. And yes, I'll be sold if we bring Michelle Obama to our show.
Absolutely. I think we should definitely, definitely try. I think the universe is listening. I really believe.
Yes.
If somebody was told that, you know, you will start a podcast last year, same time, I would have said, no, I don't think it's possible. I don't think I will ever start it, because that's when we started Women in Product. That's when we had like hardly 5-6 people. And I don't think I would have believed it. Same thing here, right? Oh, it's unbelievable. We never know what's going to happen in 2021. So I think it's okay to dream. We'll anyway have to dream. So let's dream big. So I think that's my say on that. Awesome. So I think we both made some sense in the whole podcast. It was more of a conversation. That's how we both talk. So the people we've been appreciating, we've been always appreciating them even when we talk. So I think it was a very candid conversation. Thank you so much for listening to this. Hope we really gave you some insights on starting a podcast. Don't think too much. Start one. I think you're going to really love it.
Yes. And if you're going to start up, do let us know and do mention the broadcast. We'll definitely listen to all of it. And Pandini will be the right person to give you a feedback, but I'll definitely cheer you from the sides. And very good luck for starting your own podcast.
Thank you so much. Podcast. Have a great week ahead. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye, guys. Have fun.